let's use this occasion for that true farewell to the old limited self, the fearful self, the linear human self, the self who had to identify with a past, the self who wondered what was going to happen in the future. Let's use this opportunity for a true farewell to being lost, to being confused, not wondering what was going to happen. Let's use this as an opportunity to say farewell to doubt. Oh, doubt. Such an ugly, smelly blanket, but you still carry it around. Why? Why? You ask yourself why. I ask you why. Why would you want to carry around that really grotesque old blanket of doubt? But it gives you a certain degree of comfort. I think there's an odd comfort in it. You think that if you don't doubt yourself, that you're going to do something, you're going to act in a way that you shouldn't act. So you put that limitation, that doubt is kind of like your braking system. You got to doubt yourself. Kind of throw that doubt in there just to make sure. But let's use this also as a time to say farewell to the doubt. I'll think, put it in very human terms, very linear terms. What do you have to lose? If you let go of doubt, if you don't get caught up in doubt, rather, if you don't get caught up in doubt, what's the worst that's going to happen? That you're going to do something bizarre, like becoming a master? You let go of doubt that you're going to let your light shine, that you're going to have charisma, that you're going to let the true you come out. The doubt is, it's like a prison. The doubt is a limitation. And actually, so many of you have gotten so used to doubt, this demon, this ghost, you've gotten so used to it that you just accept that it's there and it's going to keep coming back, huh? That it's going to, it's always going to be fighting that doubt. You can let it go right now. You're going to let go of giving it any sort of credibility, any sort of energy. You're going to let go of that doubt. Doubt is such an energy drainer, as you doubters know. Doubting yourself. Such an energy drainer. It saps you of energy. Doubt is one of the relatives of SES virus. When doubt gets into your mind, it kind of freezes up your mind, and then it penetrates deeper and deeper. That doubt gets uglier and uglier, and what happens is you don't do anything because you're doubting yourself. You don't do anything. You get frozen. You get stuck. It's not worth it. So what a year it's been of saying, are you really ready for embodied enlightenment? Are you really, really ready for it? Had a full year to consider it, to think about it, to feel into it. There were times during the year where you could feel your passion for it so deeply. You knew it was so real. One day, and the next day, doubt. The next day, what am I doing? The next day, still comparing yourself to other people. The next day, still thinking about where you've come from, your past, and all the stupid things you've done. This doubt gets in your way. After a while, my friends, that gets to be such a bizarre way of living, but between the passion for your realization and then all the doubt. Let's say farewell to all of that. In these last few hours, well, some of you on the other side of the world, you're already into the new year, but just come back over here a minute to this side of the calendar. Let's use this time to say farewell to that. I'm going to ask for some music accompaniment by my favorite music group in the whole world, Yoham. And let's take this opportunity where the music, gentle music plays, to say farewell. Saying farewell, one moment it sounds really good. Good, I'm glad to get rid of all this. But then the doubt comes in. It's like, but what am I doing? Can I really say farewell? And you see how the doubt works? Can I really say farewell? Or is this just a nice little five-minute musical experience, a nice little feel-good, but tomorrow, back in the same place? It's totally up to you. Totally up to you. You can say farewell to all that old self. Say farewell to the doubt, the consternation. Sometimes. I love you so dearly, all of you, but sometimes I look into your lives. I look into what you put yourself through. The struggle. The mental torment. The questioning of who you are. And I do scream out at you at times and say, just let go. You get a big smile on your face, but then the next minute you're like, well, but can I let go of everything? And am I worthy to really let go? What do I need to do to let go? Do I need to do some sort of water therapy to let go? No, shut up. Just let go. It's that easy. It really is. So let's use this occasion with music to let go. Farewell. Farewell to that old self. Not that there was anything wrong with it, other than your perspective. Your perspective. Well, the old self is fine, but you had a perspective of it and a fight with it. Oh, that fight with the old self. One day, you'd win the round. Next day, it would win the round. But it didn't end at 9 rounds. Kept going day after day after day. Let's say farewell to your perspective of the past, to your fight with yourself. Take a good deep breath, and it's truly as easy as allowing. For those of you who need a little mental justification, please understand that old self is no happier with you than you are with it. In other words, that perception of the old self, it wants to get out of that trap as well. It doesn't like that role. It doesn't like the loathing that you have for it and the fear that you have for it and the disdain and all the rest of that. It's tired of the game. You see, that old self is not what you think it was. It wants to reveal itself, yourself, and its fullness and its richness. It doesn't want to be held in some sort of consciousness of limitation that you've held it in. It doesn't want to fight you anymore. You put it in a position where it's had to. You've made it fight you. You could say the old self is the accumulation of a lot of experiences, failures, at least in your perspective, failures, betrayals by yourself and others, struggles. My old self, a lot of sadness. Not saying it was all rough, but a lot of it was. It was tired of the position you put yourself in, you put your past in. And in one very beautiful, simple experience here, sometimes known as a mihrab, just let that go. You don't have to give a thought to it. You don't have to pressure it. You don't have to battle it. Just say goodbye. Provides for tremendous change in energy and consciousness. I'll put it to you a different way. The consciousness you have of your past is very limited. The degree of consciousness that you hold in your past is very confined. Consciousness is, let's say, a light, a charisma that shines. Brilliance, unobstructed, unabashed, even undefined. Consciousness, this beautiful crystal light. But what consciousness you have of your past, whether it's a past life, whether it's anything in this lifetime, consciousness is generally placed in things like failure and struggle, hardship, suffering, traumas. Consciousness that you have of your past is not truth, not the real truth. But you put these little particles of consciousness at the most difficult, depressing, dark points of your past. And there they sit. These little particles of limited consciousness. And then they're separated from the main consciousness, which would be your divine, your free self. It's still consciousness, but then it starts coming back to you in limited thought and memory. It's still consciousness of your past, but now it comes back to you in a very perverse way. Bad memories, stuck energy, ghosts, doubts and darkness. Your past doesn't want that. It really doesn't. It doesn't want that limitation. It wants full consciousness, the full light, unlimited. I say it over and over and over again until the popcorn starts popping, but your past is not what you think it is. Thank God. Your past not what you remember it as. There are those who will fight for their past. There are those who solidify their stories of their past, but stories that simply are not true. There are those who tell these stories over and over to themselves and to others, and they simply aren't true. Past, it deserves as much consciousness as the present. It deserves as much charisma as the future. Let's say farewell to the perspective, the old perspective of the past. And it's fine here to have an emotional or a sensual response. It's fine to feel what that was like, having limited particles of consciousness that were embedded in the past. It's fine feeling what I would call the dryness, the dullness, and the angst of the past. Through the music, I'm going to take a moment and convey to you, I'm going to channel through the music here. I'm going to channel what it's like when you let go of the limitations of the past, all of your experiences, all of your lifetimes even, and let it be free. Let it have that full charisma that it so deserves. Let yourself be free, whatever limits you put on. Through the music, I'm going to channel here what I see in the real past that you've had, not what you see, not how you've limited yourself, not how you've made yourself suffer. Through the music, I'd like to channel into each and every one of you the beauty, the sheer beauty of releasing the limitations of the past. Let's take a deep breath as we go deeply into this. See, the past is not at all what you remember. It's not. I'll continue to say that again and again until you get it. But it's not that past. That thing that really defines your present and your future is not what you thought it was. Let's take a deep breath and say farewell to the old perceptions of the past.